What does it practically mean to stop calculating and live as God's beloved child? We all live harboring a secret spiritual ledger within ourselves. On the left side of this ledger is a dense list of the devotion, overnight prayers, and good deeds we have paid out for God, the church, and the world. On the right side, the rewards, peace, prosperity of our children, and success in ministry that we believe we rightfully deserve are quantified. We cross-check this ledger every night. If the balance isn't right, we become anxious. And if there's a deficit, we either resent God or severely blame ourselves. The most fatal myth injected by modern society is the strict law of transactions and cause and effect, which dictates you get what you work for. Capitalistic survival instincts have burrowed deep into our souls, reducing even our relationship with God to a strict deal. We have placed the worldly logic that we can only be loved if we achieve, and our value is recognized only if we are competent, in the seat of the gospel. Stop calculating. And now please, live as my son, as my daughter. This declaration is not simple comfort. It is an invitation to a spiritual revolution that shakes the very roots of your existence, and a powerful command to tear the heavy spiritual ledger in your hands to shreds. How can we live out this graceful declaration in the practical reality of our daily lives today? I propose an action plan to set down the calculator that suffocates our souls and to survive as a true child. 1. Completely discard the logic of cause and effect. Stop the if-then logic. The first action plan is to throw the conditional logic of if-then, deeply embedded in our brain structure, into the trash can. We constantly and unconsciously attempt to make deals with God. Close this ledger of transactions forever. Coldly face the employee mindset that currently dominates our daily lives. Because he was tired lately and didn't pray. Cause? Did God block the finances of my business? Effect? Since I stayed up all night dedicating myself this week. Cause? Something good must surely happen in my life this week. Effect. Since I have deposited my life like this for the church since my youth. Cause? Why are only unpaid accounts piling up in my old age? Effect. The end of this calculation method is devastating. Every day we walk on thin ice, constantly reading God's mood. When unexpected illnesses or bad things happen in our lives, we condemn ourselves, saying, "What on earth did I do wrong to receive this punishment?" This is hell disguised as faith. Now we must change into the son's survival method, child mindset. A child's survival is based not on their actions, but on their existence itself. Even if I overslept and broke down today, God gives me my daily bread, because I am a son, not a servant. Even if I made a fatal mistake today, God does not abandon me, because I am not an employee, evaluated by performance. The reason I have no money in my bank account right now is that the Father hasn't given it yet, not that I am spiritually inadequate and cursed. Practical action plan. Starting today, when unexpected hardship strikes, immediately stop the habit of tracing the cause and replaying, asking, "What did I do wrong?" Discard the illusion of control trying to uncover cause and effect. That is not your jurisdiction. Grace is an incalculable, one-sided outpouring. 2. Completely reduce future worries to today's survival. Shorten the horizon. The act of calculating is inherently directed toward the future. What about next month's loan interest? Next year's plan for our family? What about after retirement? These massive and vague burdens of the future are the real calculators weighing you down. A person who calculates starves to death the peace they should enjoy today. By prematurely worrying about survival 1 year or 10 years from now. On the other hand, a beloved child at home only thinks about the menu that will be on the dinner table today. No child starves today, worrying about what will happen to the family's finances tomorrow. This reckless audacity, willingly starving if the father starves them tomorrow and gratefully eating if fed tomorrow, is the powerful weapon of a beloved child. Practical action plan. Tonight, when you lie down and the fear of the future fills up to your neck, declare aloud, "I don't know. That's for God, the master of tomorrow, to figure out. I'm tired today, so I'm going to sleep well. Father, you take responsibility." This rough confession is not irresponsible laziness. It is the fiercest entrusting, letting go of the pride that I am the controller of my life. 3. Do not read God's mood. Be shameless to the point of rudeness. Be shameless. An employee who strictly has to produce results can never stretch their legs in front of the boss. They always dress neatly and stay tense. However, a true son bursts open the door to the study where his father is working seriously, lies down on the sofa, and eats snacks. Let's diagnose our prayers. We too often pray subserviently and keep our distance. Behind prayers like, "Holy and merciful God, I, who am less than a worm, fall short. I am truly sorry. Nevertheless, please provide," lies the fear that He won't cast me out only if I observe formalities. A child's prayer should be like this. "Dad, I'm here. I was ignored so much in the world today that I feel like I'm really going crazy. Today, forget about praying or whatever. I just want to cry next to you without saying anything." Practical action plan. Do not treat prayer like a business report. Remove religious rhetoric and theological terms. Just casually toss your raw emotions. You're growing sick because you treat God merely as a holy and scary other. What is needed now is the radical approach of treating God as the most approachable Father in the world. 4. Return responsibility for outcomes to God. Resignation of responsibility. You are currently carrying the heavy burdens of family, work, finances, and raising children all by yourself, staying up all night punching a calculator saying, "I have to solve this." Write a spiritual resignation letter right now today. This resignation does not mean turning your back on the world, but completely passing the responsibility for the results, which you cannot control, over to God, the original master. The rice bin in our house emptying out? You are the true provider for my family, so that is for you to be embarrassed about. Not my business. My life not bearing fruit? You are the creator, so you handle it. Practical action plan. This never means to live life carelessly. Work up a sweat and love your children with a heart that bleeds. However, when the outcome is different from your expectations after you have done your best, immediately stop the self-torture that pierces your heart, thinking it is because I lack ability. Clearly declare your spiritual log off, saying, "I have finished my work for today. So the result of making it grow is your portion. Then, does believing in God mean I should just live however I want? Here, our reason will fiercely rebel and ask this question. If so, since God takes responsibility for the results, and I am a son who can't be fired from anything, does it mean I can live my life recklessly now? Does it mean I can max out my credit cards, do whatever I want in the world, and live indulging in all the pleasures my flesh desires, and God will still take responsibility for it all? The first temptation humans feel when breaking free from the shackles of the law is license, self-indulgence. However, I state this clearly, that is not the freedom of a son, but merely the rebellion of a slave, still dragged around by worldly lust and money. A child who truly loves their father and has deeply experienced the father's unwavering love will never intentionally bankrupt the father's house. Tearing up the spiritual ledger does not mean tossing away your sense of responsibility. It signifies a spiritual revolution where the motive of your actions is completely reversed. This is the difference between an employee who obeys reluctantly out of fear and a son who willingly dedicates himself out of love. As spiritual giants like Jonathan Edwards saw through, when God's true grace is poured into our souls, religious affections come alive within us. A spiritual constitution improvement takes place where the worldly desire for vain recognition, vanity, and pleasure that we try to fill by swiping credit cards no longer look attractive. Even if you wanted to live recklessly, you can no longer do so like before, because the Holy Spirit within connects you to the Father's heart. You voluntarily lay down your own desires and choose a holy life, not out of fear of being punished, but because of the overwhelming peace and joy that intimacy with the Father brings. A state of moving by holy love rather than duty. This is the glorious life enjoyed by a true child who has thrown away the calculator. Conclusion. Enjoy the privilege of lying in the ICU. A child holding dad's credit card does not tremble while checking the bank balance when paying for a meal. God's voice saying, "Stop calculating," is a gospel of freedom declaring that your bank balance and worldly achievements are not the measure proving your worth. Are you currently stuck in a deep swamp of poverty and failure? Are you suffering from incomprehensible injustice? Do not be deceived. It is not a punishment you receive for being incompetent. It is an act of grace where God forcibly takes the calculator from your hands. As you constantly try to calculate life with your own strength and become your own savior. The hardship you are experiencing now is like a spiritual ICU, where God has forcibly laid you down, saying, "Do not try to calculate anything, just trust me and simply breathe in my arms." In the ICU, there is no pressure for the patient to achieve anything on their own. The only duty is to quietly breathe while receiving the injected life-giving AV drip, grace. Within that absolute dependence, a soul will shed worldly myths and finally be reborn as beloved children. Right now, today, look straight into the mirror and declare to yourself with confidence, "I am not an employee who's only recognized when I produce results. Even if I fail to perform, he will never fire me. I am simply a recipient of infinite love, an eternal son, daughter of God, who is just pouting at dad right now because life is a bit exhausting and poor at the moment."